grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
It's going to be all Mary Jane this Saturday in Albert Park, isn't it? Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store.
Yes, it will indeed. It will indeed at J-Day, in fact.
Oh, technical fixing there.
Yeah.
Yes, J-Day on Saturday. Really looking forward to it. And seems like a bit of a buzz this year. Mm-hmm. And lots of people coming into the shop talking about it. And you know, it feels like unfinished business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bit of a theme? Can we call it that? If it was a movie, unfinished business.
J-Day 2021, unfinished business.
Oh, you could narrate it. So that's awesome. And just in the news, before we get too much onto J-Day, we'll talk about the reasons why, you know, why we keep going and why we do these things, you know, why it's important to show your support. It was just reinforced for us right here in the news with the Herald, in fact, that this most wanted, they called it, the alleged defenders that have evaded police for 40 plus years. And so they under the Official Information Act, they asked the police, who's the outstanding warrant? Who have you been looking for the longest?
Mm.
You know, and it turns out Northland Police, the most wanted or longest wanted crim, their crime is used cannabis leaf, been wanted for 14,492 days.
Oh my god!
Over 30 years or something. And isn't that just typical, eh? Northland, that's the top crime.
30 years for a cannabis offence.
Just incredible, isn't it? And when you think, well, okay, that person may or may not have done it, but this whole time,
are they still alive?
Well, who knows? But if they are, you know, they've got on with their life. They haven't come to their attention because this warrant's been there, right?
Mm.
So they've kept their nose clean. But their whole life, this has hung over them. And who knows what they've done, their career, their family, whatever, right? And they've had to live in fear. And that shouldn't be there. That's what we mean when we say expunge it. You've just got to, like, stop doing this. Wipe all those things.
Yeah.
Get them out of the system. Take away people's criminal records. Anyone who's in jail right now, release them into an, even if they serve out their sentence, make it non-custodial. There is no valid reason for anyone on a cannabis crime to be in jail. They should be released immediately.
Mm.
They are prisoners of war as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have to keep going till those people are out.
Yeah.
And that's, in fact, one of the themes for J-Day is, you know, free the prisoners. And I think it's one thing that a lot of people can agree on when we look at ways forward post-referendum. You know, it was so close. We know that about 40%, according to the poll by the Helen Clark Foundation, 40% of the Nope vote actually wanted decrim.
Hmm.
So, you know, almost half the Nope vote actually wanted decrim, which is incredible. So you know, it's not a mandate for doing nothing, which is what, you know, Andrew Little's been saying.
I can't understand why he's not doing anything at all.
It's incredible, isn't it? And yet they'll move forward on other things, and bless them, it was awesome legalising the pill testing, you know, almost at the drop of a hat, but it needed to be done in time for the festival season, and you know, good on them, that was awesome, and it just shows what could be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's frustrating for a lot of people. And then you hear that kind of thing, like, what the hell are the police up to, you know?
You don't need something hanging over your shoulder for a lifetime, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it just must wear on you.
That's and speaking of which, so more in the news, right? We have this guy using the. So we've all heard about the police discretion that hasn't worked, right? So here we are. Here they are using their discretion, taking a Taranaki guy to court, raiding him, prosecuting him, and his caregiver, a man with epilepsy who grew cannabis because the CBD that had been prescribed was unaffordable. So they were growing some. You know what they were saying was high CBD. Cannabis for medicinal purposes, and rather than using their discretion, which we all know they've been given, instead they're using it to, you know, saying no, we need to prosecute this guy. This is actually apparently in the public interest, according to them. What else did we hear? There was another one as well.
Just on that, Chris, we have a friend who's one of our best friends who's in a wheelchair, and it is cheaper and easier for him to get CBD from the UK than it is to get it locally.
Yeah.
That's a really sad indictment on, you know, New Zealand and people's access to something which has the potential to help them.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? People see it online or they hear overseas and then they can buy it online often and get it in no problem. Places like the UK, it's over the counter. It's sold in Boots pharmacies and things. You know, places like America, it's over the counter in much of the world, apart from here in Australia. And then when people try it, they find it's working, and then that could all be taken away because what your friend is doing is not permitted. They've specifically put a thing in saying that the patients can't do it. And before, when it was just Medicines Act and it wasn't a particularly a medical cannabis scheme, a patient, you know, there was a way that a patient could bring in their own to fill a prescription. But when they legalise it in this medical cannabis scheme, supposedly making it easier, they put a special rule in saying, no, your patient shall not do that. Mm. They put another rule in saying a pharmacy shall not compound a medical cannabis one. A pharmacy can compound an opiate and any other medicine that the doctor prescribes and wants them to make. Can't do a cannabis one. It's just crazy the way they've set it up. And so what's happening at the border, a lot of patients are bringing in CBD oils and things and been getting away with it or whatever, not knowing that there's a problem. And what we're hearing is increasingly since about November, whether that's got anything to do with the election or not, but increasingly since about November, they're being in letters from customs saying, we've got this, we've taken it, you do it again, da da da. And in fact, there was a story on TVNZ this week. Kiwi mother pleads to health minister after epileptic son has CBD medication seized by officials. That's the very thing that happened to Katie Thomas, whose six-year-old son, having life-threatening seizures, got the prescriptions, all that kind of thing, going overseas to get it at an actually affordable instead of what's available here. And here we have officials, you know, threatening, you know, prosecution and so forth. So. Yeah, this is why, right? This is why we keep going and why we have things like J-Day. So, 29 years we've been going now. 1992, it started. I was there, the very first one. And here we are all these years later. And so it's Albert Park. It starts at high noon. And we'll have some speeches and things and various people coming in and doing a bit of talking. And but also a whole lot of really great music. We've got a couple of surprises that we're not at liberty to necessarily say, but let's just say it would be worth your while being there. It's going to be a couple of very good bands during the afternoon that will just be some surprises for people who show up.
What is the run of things? Obviously, high noon, things kick off.
Yeah.
A bunch of speeches. Is that you and you want to
anyone
run through
the guests? Rustle together.
Have you invited any politicians?
Oh, we always invite them, and they always are busy. And not always. I shouldn't say that, but it can be very hard getting in. They often not have an electorate clinic on a Saturday, or they're off around the country doing various things. It can be difficult getting the politicians to show up. It's different if there's a camera to stand behind, but
if anyone is curious to come along, they haven't been before, and they are perhaps worried about police presence or some sort of authority in the park, what's the general vibe? Do the police sort of give you a bit of a wide berth?
Well, this is a cultural day. It's a day of protest. You have the right to assemble. You have the right to express yourself. And there is this thing now, it was certainly for a couple of years now, about police discretion and the public interest. I don't think anyone would agree that it would be in the public interest for them to show up and be heavy-handed. It wouldn't achieve really anything. Certainly fill up the cells and things. But they haven't shown any interest in coming to J-Days, I think, for about 20 years. So I think that when it did happen in the 90s, that was when the media would always turn up to get the conflict, and then it would be all over the news. And no, I wouldn't particularly expect that. We have a good relationship with the police, and we put on a good event, and the key is about public safety being well run and safe, and making sure we have good litter control, zero waste, and encourage that kind of thing.
Do people need to bring if they are coming to J-Day? Bit of spare change in their
bring
pocket to buy some
attitude,
food.
A good vibe, bring a smile. We have a lot of market stalls there, a lot of different food things, hemp businesses. The hemp store, of course, will be there with various supplies and things, and various activist groups and medical groups and that, so you can go around talking to people and things. So, I think if you're kinda curious, like the ad says, you know, J-Day is a good place to quench that thirst.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Definitely is... a great event, you know, in this sort of part of the year. If you are out there listening and you are keen to head along, I've been the last few years and always had a bloody good time. Heaps and heaps to check out. Any particularly interesting stalls, Chris, that you think are going to be, you know, information-wise, giving people some great tips?
Well, let's see. I know the Hemp Foundation is going to be there doing the medical cannabis education and awareness that they do, and educating doctors in particular. There'll be a bunch, you know. You've got my mind blank, but there's everyone will be there. Everyone who's anyone's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, come along. The key thing is the people you meet, and there'll be a bit of entertainment and. You know, not being made to feel like a criminal, but you're made to feel welcome instead. So that's a bit of a refreshing change.
Nice old afternoon, Albert Park, this Saturday from high noon till 4:20.
Indeed. The home of free speech too, right here next to the uni.
Yeah.
You know, and you go back to the 60s and 70s, this is where it always was. And, you know, it's certainly why we chose to have J-Day there. It's really carrying on that tradition that this is where, you know, many luminaries of social justice reform of New Zealand, including the great Tim Shadbolt, who I had the honour of making a cup of tea for out in Titirangi a couple of weeks ago. When I met him at a in the hall there, and you know, this is the place where people have always gathered, the citizens of Auckland, you know, have always gathered to express their beliefs and you know, engage in political expression and free speech. So you know, we encourage people to do that.
Awesome. All right, everyone, we'll see you at J Day this Saturday, and if not there, head on up to the Hemp Store on K Road to find out a bit more.
Right on. Yeah, late night next Thursday too. First Thursday, all along K Road.
Sweet. Cheers, Chris.
Right.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.